to my girl, DJ Lala. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? Sak pase, que lo que? It's Friday. It's fun. I'm a little freaky Friday. I don't know. Let's see what we got to talk about today. How are you? It's April 8th. It's Friday. Today marks the second anniversary of my mom's passing. I know she's watching us from heaven. So trying to be upbeat and in spirit, you know, doesn't help when you got a whole bunch of text messages and posts and stuff like that. So, but I get it. Everybody, you know, grieves and, you know, in their own way. And you can't tell somebody how long to grieve because it could take a long time, especially when it's your mom's. You know what I mean? I know people who've lost their mom over 10 years and it felt like yesterday. So it's just something that's, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I'm not saying that if anybody else passes in your family, it's not just as important, but it's just something about your mom, you know. And somebody else told me, well, I didn't feel like that because I guess they said they didn't have a good relationship. And I get it, but it's still your mom's, you know what I mean? And we had a good relationship. I was like her baby. I'm not trying to start nothing, you know, but, you know, we're really close, and it's, you know, unfortunate, and it's sad, and you just try to stay up, you know, because she would want all of us, and my siblings and I, to just keep moving and live, and we got to, you know, spend a little time we had, so she had her requests, she put them in, so I know her and my brother, Kev, you know, I know he's watching us. God has everything under control. And thank God we woke up to see another beautiful day that God has made. It's warm here in New York, but it's been warm here in New York. It's just up and down. It's bipolar. You know, the weather here, it's cool one minute, and it's hot, and it's warm. Y'all know, I've been telling y'all. But gotta love it. Wherever you are, gotta love it. Because right now, in the times that we're living in, it's basically the same everywhere. You got the same violence, you got the same, you know, funny style people, you got the up and down behaviors, you got, you know, the, you know, inflation, you got, everything is just out of whack. So you just got to take what, you know, you got to take the cards we've been dealt with, and we just got to do the best that we can. That's all I can say, you know. It doesn't help when you got yourself, you know, when you've got things on your shoulders that's unnecessary as far as friends, relationships. You got to clean out your closets, basically. And I know this pandemic did it for me. So, you know, they show you, you know, over time, they show you their true colors. So you got to just, you know, not be upset about it because it happens. It's life. And yeah, you're sad for a minute and you're disappointed, but that's how human beings are. They're disappointed. You know, if you get around the right ones, you know, it makes a difference. You feel me? So we're going to get started. We have some things to talk about. The last episode I did last week, I asked about beauty, if it was for us women, or do we do it for attention, or do we do it for men for attention, or, you know, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, it's different for every woman. So I got some answers from my peeps. And they also had to answer, if they had a time machine, what are the things that they would change? So, it's simple, like, questions, you know? nothing major. Just having fun and, you know, it's just interesting to talk to people. Y'all know I'm a communicator. Go to school for broadcasting, so, you know, been in and out because of, you know, because of life. Being grown. Yeah, we can blame that on the pandemic, too, because it's true. So, we're going to get started. We got some things to talk about, though. Y'all know Jim Jones. I'm so mad right now, but mad in a good way. He has a drip report on Fox 5 News. It's a New York weather report. He is so crazy. He's funny, though. So, you know, I gotta check that out. We're going to get to the question of the day after our responses from the last podcast, the last episode. Did you hear about Bruce Willis? That's so sad. His family revealed that he has a condition called, is it aphasia or aphasia, something like that. I think it affects your speech. I'm not sure about your memory. I have to look into it, but I know he had to take some time off from acting, but he's one of my favorite actors alongside some other ones. Daddy Yankee, reggaeton. Y'all like reggaeton? I do. He said this is going to be his last album. He's retiring. So he's touring this last album. So we'll see. Because when you have a love for music, you know, you get tired and you want to do other things. You want to, you know, try to dabble into other things. But, you know, when you have a love for music, it's always there. You know, a lot of artists say they're going to retire and they take a few months off and they come back and they, you know, get some creativity. They get their motivation back and they just go in the studio and, you know, they go. So we'll see. He's been doing music a long time, I think since he was a teenager. So, you know, maybe he's just tired. So, oh, big news. Suave deodorant? One of the deodorants is, has an elevated level of cancer-causing chemical. I think it was Suave. Yeah, the aerosol can. So it was recalled. So if y'all use that, yeah, it was Suave, the 24-hour protection aerosol antiperspirant powder, the 4 ounce and a 6 ounce, and then some other stuff that they said that they found in it. But if you use that, make sure you discontinue. Don't use it. Rock the Bells tour. Me and Jazz gonna go to that. I missed the pre-sale and I got the text message in. By the time I did, the tickets was gone. It's at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens. It's LL Cool J, Ice Cube, Lil' Kim, Jada Kiss, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, The Diplomats, Trina, Scarface, Nori, Digable Planets, Roxanne Shante, she's hosting it. DJ Z Trip, DJ Scratch, it's another DJ there, and it's some more people, but it's supposed to be good. The thing that I don't like is when you get the pre-sale, and they had just sent me that message, and I think I had waited like 5 minutes, and I clicked on it, and it was already gone, and it was front row. I'm like, what? I mean, just that quick. So now I have to, you know, the regular tickets, and hopefully they're close enough. Because me, I'm sorry, I don't like, if I go to a concert or a show or something, I do not, especially if it's people I like, I do not like sitting in the balcony. I don't like sitting in the back. I like to be up front. Mike Kane will tell you. He will tell you the stories, concerts. You know, I have to have front row or have to be close in the middle, like near the stage. Because, I mean, you got to get your money first. Can't be, you know, sitting in some nosebleed seats. No. Let's see. What else do we have? So I'm so tired of hearing about this Will Smith, Chris Rock stuff. You know when stuff happens, people act like, I mean, they just ride with it. I mean, I don't know. Who cares at this point? I mean, I know it was something that shouldn't happen, blah, blah, blah. We spoke about it, but I don't want to talk about it no more. But August Alsina, Jada's ex side piece or boo, whatever you want to call it, he's coming out with a tell-all book. And at first, when he came out, I thought he was being a bit soft, you know, from the things I don't know if he was over it, but I'm like, just the things he was saying, I'm like, bruh, just, it's over, you know. She got back with Will during the time, you know, just, I mean, it's easier said than done with some people, but I feel like when it's still fresh, you're gonna feel like that, but when it's been, like, years, let it go, bruh. Like, no, she done moved on. But that's what you gotta do. It's hard for some people, but you gotta think about yourself. Because, you know, when the other person ain't thinking about you, they going about their business. You gotta do you. You know, and 9 times out of 10, the other person still thinking about you, and they made a mistake and all this other stuff, but too late. So, Anyway, he's coming out with a tell-all book. And, you know, I ain't mad at him. You know, ride the wave. I mean, this is the right time to be coming out with stuff, you know? So, but he's sticking to what he said in the beginning. I mean, he's being consistent about what he said. He said that he got permission from Will, and then he said that whatever Jada said, you know, he felt a way. He felt a way because he felt like she wasn't telling the truth. He was hurt, and I would have been too, because I don't like people lying on me. You know what I mean? If you're going to come out with the truth and say you coming out with the truth, it needs to be the truth. Don't be trying to, like, come out, you know, being a hero, talking about, I'm just going to put it out there because I want to be honest, and then you not telling the full truth. So he's saying that, well, she said, and I did see a thing when she said this. I didn't hear it, but it was on, like, quoted from her Red Table Talk, that she was trying to help him at the time of his mental issues, or she was his friend, and she was trying to, it was something like she was feeling sorry for him, and he was like, nah, sis, we was together, we had a sexual romantic relationship. I hate when people downplay you. You know what I'm saying? That bothers me when the person was into you, they were totally with you, y'all had, it was more than a thing, it was serious. And then when y'all not together no more, somebody asked them about it, they try to downplay you like you weren't shit. I'm sorry, excuse my French, but that's horrible. That is so horrible. You know you was into the person. You know you loved the person. You know that y'all did what y'all did. You know, and just say that. You know, don't be trying to lie and downplay it and stuff like that. That's horrible. So he plans to come out with a tell-all book. So I have a question. I have a question for today, since it's fun Friday, a little freaky Friday. So a little question for y'all, and to see what y'all think about it. But I'm going to play the responses from the last episode and see what you guys think. Okay.
I feel like it's a little bit of both. There are women that are well confident in their looks, appearance, body, and maybe there's room for a little bit of an enhancement, but they're still confident. It's not an insecure issue of why they would want to fix anything. And on the other hand, I do feel like there's females out there that do things to impress or get the attention of a male figure. Whether it's like a BBL or a breast implants or for whatever attention that they're seeking for, I do feel like there's a lot of females out there that they seek attention from male, you know, especially through social media nowadays, everybody's showing something. So yeah, it's a little bit of both. You have women that are fully confident in their self.
Okay, so she agreed with what I said. It could be a little bit of both. It could be a numerous amount of reasons why women do it, because I hear from a lot of men that women do it for, not for themselves. I mean, for themselves, but more for men. Like, for instance, I saw, and I don't want to sound crazy, because I do body treatments, for people, and I always, you know, you're not supposed to get personal if they don't tell you. You know, they pay for a service you provide, but I don't give my professional opinion because, you know, they pay, they get it done, whatever. But my personal opinion is, if you're gonna do it for yourself. It could be for, like, reasons. Maybe you're insecure because you had a surgery and you have scars or something like that, that type of thing, but not insecure because you don't feel like you're a beautiful person, so you need to get these body slimming treatments or butt injections or whatever, BBLs, and you think that, because let me just tell you why I'm saying that, is because I heard this girl say, I need to get my butt done and my breast done so I can get a good man. That's sad. If you think that's going to get you a good man, it'll get you some men, more than one. It'll get you a lot of men. A lot of men will flock to you, and they will get what they want. And some of them might even pretend that they into you so they can get what they want, because they like what they see and don't care about how your personality is, what you got going on. Some of them might even pretend like they care, but that's not going to help you get a good man. I mean, a lot of us need work. We know what our flaws are. We know what we can change, what we feel like we don't need to change, you know, things like that. But you need to work with what you have and be confident. And I'm not saying that, you know, beauty treatments or body treatments are wrong. Each individual, you have a right to feel the way that you feel and whatever you want to get. You know, I have a preference of what I wear and what I don't wear, what I'll get and what I won't get. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, if you're going to do something, I feel like if you're doing it to cover up what you're lacking, you know what I'm trying to say? I feel like you need to work on yourself mentally and physically. Once you get that intact, the work on the inside, and then it'll eventually show on the outside. And hell, everybody got some things that they want to fix. They want to fix the skin on their knee. They want to fix the wrinkles. They want to fix, you know, they feel like, you know, their breasts are small, or they need their butt is small, or you know what I'm saying? Or they want it, you know, they want this bigger or that smaller. Some women have big breasts and they want them smaller. However you feel comfortable, but I feel like don't do it for a man. You're going to get attention. You're going to get attention. But, I mean, I don't necessarily think that's going to get you a good man, per se. I feel like, you know, you're going to get something temporary. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But, hey, there might be some men out there. That might be one of the requirements. You got to have a big booty, big breast, a size 1 waist, and a great personality, you know? You're not going to find the perfect girl. So good luck with that. I'm just saying. And because of those standards, a lot of women are out there doing that. Because that's what you want. And meanwhile, mentally, there's some stuff that they need to fix that they have going on from childhood. Or, you know what I'm saying? I want, if I had to date, if I was dating, I would say, if I was meeting somebody, I need to know what's going on inside your head. To take me on a trip in your mind, like what you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, yeah, sure, you can get somebody that look good, then what? You just gonna look at them all day? You know what I'm saying? You can't have no conversation. They might be irresponsible, they might be an asshole, they might be this or that, or you know what I'm saying? And we can't have everything, but you have to find somebody that you can mesh with. But the first thing on your mind shouldn't be, oh, does she have a big butt, or oh, does she, and a lot of men are like that, and I feel like women are affected by that. They shouldn't be, though. You know, ultimately, you got to think about yourself, you know, and if you want to do it because it makes you feel good, not necessarily because, you know, it's gonna, you know, find you a good man, you know, so that's what she said, or because you need a lot of attention. You know, you can get all that stuff done and still be lonely on the inside. Still be jacked up. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, physically. I mean, you look good on the outside, but the inside is jacked up. So, what the hell? I mean, what is that all for? You spending all this money, but you got an attitude. And you don't think nothing wrong with you. You take advantage of people. You're a dirty person. You know what I'm saying? You take advantage of people. There's so many things that you can fix. But a lot of people don't think that they got these issues. That's the problem. You know? And then once you start getting one thing, you get another thing. It becomes an addiction. Especially when it comes to lip fillers, surgeries, you know? And here's the key. You get all this done, and there's something still missing. You're still not happy. I see these girls who get these things done and they still look like they got a frown on their face. Something is wrong. You know, and it ain't like, you know, oh, it's Monday and something just happened. It's like this all the time. Like that, you could just tell, like you just catch their vibe. Like it just feels like they're not happy. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like you need to work on the inside first. And then sure, if you want to spend your money and get the stuff done on the outside, do it because you like that kind of stuff. And if you want to attract, you know, certain people, then go ahead. But just make sure you're not just doing it for men. So, and like Rangel said too, you could be totally confident. You just like beauty enhancements, you know, or you just, you know, you like makeup, or you want to get your butt bigger. But all in all, you know, in my eyes, some women, I feel like you just don't need it. I'm not saying some women. I feel like, you know, some of the girls who talk to me, I feel like they don't even need it. They're like, oh, I get my lips done. Or your lips look okay. They look good. Okay, y'all want y'all to... Not that I'm like looking like that, but if she had to ask me, I'm like, your lips look fine. Like, you want them like huge? Like, what for? I mean, if that's what's gonna make you happy, how about a man taking off some of your burdens? That should make you happy. Being able to exhale, that should make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Finding a partner, male or female, where you can finally breathe, you can finally exhale, you can finally take off some of these burdens and not add to your problems. You feel me? Add value to somebody's life, and not always money-wise, but helping you find solutions, whether you got money or not. You feel me? So let's hear what she has to say on her second one.
About the chest swab situation, I don't feel like there was any harm behind of what he said. Maybe it wasn't the right moment or whatever, and I felt like they probably took a little bit personal. I don't think the joke was put out there to embarrass her in a way of her medical condition. I just thought he was just being funny. How Will reacted, I felt like he could have reacted much better. I think whatever disagreement he had between Chris Rock and what he said could have been done in a different manner. You guys are both in the spotlight. You know, you look at two men, is that the first way you go about things, about punching someone? Is that how we fix things? If you disagree with him, and it was so funny to me how he laughed about the situation until he saw his wife's reaction. So you thought the joke was funny. So you're kind of hypocritical when it comes to that. Like, you laughed about the joke, but then when you turned it and saw that your wife was upset about it, you wanted to go up and do that. I just thought it was just a little bit weird when it comes to that. I don't want to feel like I'm bashing anybody on, you know, their medical condition, you know, but I don't think it was like meant in that kind of a harmful way when it came to the joke. And I felt like they could have both dealt with that situation in a manly manner, that the whole world didn't have to see that.
Okay, that was Rangel. I just want to say I appreciate you, girl. I know you was at work and you gave me your response. She was at work, so if it's a little noise in the background, excuse that. I also want to say, too, how about finding peace within, finding happiness with yourself before you can be with somebody else? That's another thing. We're going to get to the other two responses. One moment.
Okay, so we got Swaggy Jazzy that was missing in the podcast. He's back. Hey. So you're going to give your input on, is beauty for us or beauty for men? Then you're going to give your input about the time machine, if there's three things that you can go back and change.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It could be sexy. It could be whatever.
Okay.
So, you know, so do you think beauty, we do, like women, when we do our beauty enhancements, whether it's BBLs or get our breasts done or wearing makeup, do we do it for ourselves to be more confident, or do we do it for men for attention? Because, like I told you at our conversation with the homeboy, he was saying he thinks that women do all of that for men. So what do you think?
Well, I feel like it could be for both. Mm-hmm. You know, I've definitely had moments where, well, if anything, I do it for myself. But it's nice to get that attention when you're looking good, you're feeling good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get compliments or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit of both.
How do you feel about like the body enhancements, like the BBLs and getting your breasts done, the lip fillers? Do you feel like some women they do it because they're insecure, lack of confidence, or do you think they do it to attract men?
It could be both. You know, like me personally, like I wanted to get lip fillers like on the top just a little bit, but mostly for myself. For when I look at myself, you know, I want to feel good. Mm-hmm. I already look good. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, girl.
But you know, I just want a little shine. But I never thought, like, oh, yeah, for a man to look at my lips and be like, like, no. Like, I just wanted it for myself. But, yeah, I think it could be for both.
And could it be because you just...
Oh, Mariah Queen! My queen.
do you think it's because, now, do you think you're getting it because you're not confident about the way your lips look? Because they look good.
No, I think I have lips that look amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I just wanted it?
Yeah, I just wanted it just to get it, like, you know.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not? All right.
Yeah, but I never thought, like, oh, for a man.
I never wanted to get something, because, like I told you, this girl, she was like, I'm going to get a BBL because I want to get a good man.
Fuck that.
That didn't make no sense to me.
You could find a good man without a BBL.
Yeah. And first of all, let me tell
you. And who's not, who says that you getting a BBL? These bitches with their bodies done still get cheated on.
Exactly. And you get all of that done, but you're jacked up on the inside. Yeah. So what does that do? You gotta fit. You gotta
priorities
fix.
Priorities are all gone.
Yes, you gotta fix the inside. You gotta get your mind, body, and soul right, and then it starts to fall on the outside. And we, like I said, we all have things that we would like to change as far as our bodies. Our bodies get out of whack. We have kids. We get older. Mm-hmm. We gain weight. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Lose weight. But men and women. But you know, and to each his own. If you want to pay the money, get it done. But just don't do it solely for. I'm gonna get, that's ridiculous. I'm gonna get a good man, but just for attraction.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to have that mindset.
I mean, you'll get the attraction. You'll get the men.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll have a good time, or a good time for you. You know, you'll have a lot of sessions, a lot of sex sessions, but you're not gonna have, you know, necessarily have anything permanent.
Yeah. They're gonna have like that deep, you know, connection, bond. They just want you for your body.
Exactly. Say that again. Gotta preach. Say it again. Say it louder.
I'm trying to remember what I said.
You said that something about you gotta have that deep connection, but they don't want you to get your body.
Right, you gotta have that deep connection, because you getting your body done, that's all they want, your body.
Yeah. So if you had a time machine, what are the three things that you would, knowing what you know today, knowing what you know now, if you could just go back and change things, that way things can be different today.
Yeah.
Although we don't regret anything we've gone through, because it made us what we are today.
Yes.
But what are three things that you would change?
Number one would be, I wish I would have stayed in Florida a bit longer. I was only there for 2 years, but I wish I would have at least gone to school out there or something.
Yeah.
Just a little bit longer.
Florida.
Yeah, I used to live out there. I used to live in near Pompano Beach, and then I moved up to Tampa. But
you don't want to be in Florida now. Oof.
Yeah, now, I don't know. But back then, I had such an amazing time. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy now. But it was different.
Yeah, there was a lot of places that was much. Even North Carolina was different, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, every place is, like, the same. You got the violence. You got the people out of their minds. Inflation. Everything is just crazy. You just gotta make do where you are and what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And having all that stuff without a peace of mind, it just don't mean nothing, right?
Yeah.
So your happiness is first and foremost everything. And having God,
yes,
you know, prayer is a must.
Mm-hmm. Number two would be spending more time with my grandma
before
as I was older.
Passed.
Yeah, because me and her, we were very close. Very, very close.
Yeah.
But as I got older and I was in, like, you know, high school, I was hanging out with my friends and whatever, and, like, less and less I was spending time with her. And then just wish that I spent more time with her, like, towards the end.
Aww.
You know? Miss her.
Aww.
And then number three. What would be number three?
You wouldn't change up some of the dudes you was with, the relationships, anything?
No. Because I've learned, you know,
through that
big
experience.
Lessons. Yeah, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah. Or let's say change up, like, a situation that happened with a person a little bit. Like something that you did or didn't do or could have changed.
Let me think.
Not like the total whole experience, because, you know, you learn through that situation, but like something that happened when you're with the person.
I don't know what number three would be.
I would wish
that I would have gone to school earlier. You know?
Yes.
I wish. I mean, you know, I'm so young, but I wish I would have done it earlier.
To get it over with?
Yeah, just to get it over with. Maybe, you know, do something else.
Because then our career would have been, like, but booming. That's okay. But it's never too late.
Yeah.
I've seen women in our field who are, like, in their 50s and 60s who are like, I'm glad I did this. You know, you're never too old. It's all about your mindset, too.
Yes.
Because I know some girls who are younger, they have no clue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, what about you? What's your dream?
I would say going to school earlier, you know, before you have kids. Because if you have kids, that just like...
You be doing it. You get it done.
Yeah, I try. I ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? But it sets you back. But I wish I would have went to school earlier. Now, I wouldn't have changed any of the relationships I was in because, yes, I learned lessons from every single one of them. But I think there were some things in some of the relationships that I probably would have changed, like the certain events, some things that I, you know, did do that I shouldn't have done. Because, you know, you be telling me, oh, you're just too, you say too nice. A lot of people say I'm too caring. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have been so, you know. But I can't help it. This is the heart God gave me. Yeah. Like, what you going to do? Like, and I feel like when you're in a relationship, you should give that 100%. You should treat a man like a king. But then when they're not treating you like that, after... This is my problem. Like, in the beginning, everything's always good. The first couple years, few years, whatever, 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden, it's like, you don't get that same treatment. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I always give that treatment throughout the whole relationship. So I feel like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have gave so much.
Maybe. But that's who you are. You know, you're loving, generous, caring, you know.
Yeah.
They're the one who's missing out on all those good qualities about you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But you know what? God works in mysterious ways. So he knows what he's doing. So every time we
were
in a situation, we talked about that before, in relationships. Sometimes it's just a season for a reason. You know? So
preach.
Yeah. So I would say the schooling thing and probably the third thing would be, like you said, with my mom. I felt so guilty, but I'm the only one of her, out of all my siblings, I live the furthest. So New York is far from North Carolina. Everybody else lived there or lived close to North Carolina. I couldn't do it. So it was hard for me to travel. You know, you've taken that trip with me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can you imagine if I took that trip every weekend? Oh, that's so cute. But okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I was going through it.
Every weekend?
I cannot be in a car for that long.
It's just, I couldn't. And plus work. I couldn't take off work.
Oh, you can go through this way?
It's back here, right?
No, over there.
Oh, girl.
Bitch. That's the red light. Watch it.
So, you know where we used to work at, you can't always take off, like, every single Friday. Right. I would have to leave, like, a Thursday.
Yeah.
So, I felt guilty for not spending enough time with her, but I just could not travel all the time.
Yeah.
So, I would go back and spend more time with her, you know. I mean, nobody knew she was going to get sick, but I would do that, definitely.
You remember that time you went to go see her at the house and she was like dying laughing about the monkey? That shit was funny. The way she was like cracking up about it.
She was cracking up. Like, that was so funny.
Her laugh
was
making me laugh.
Yeah. My mom laughed. She'd be goofy. Just like me sometimes. Girl. But, also, I think I would probably live more.
Yeah.
And travel more because I feel all we do is work.
Yes. I was just saying that to somebody. Yeah. I'm like, I've never been out of the country. Bitch, let's go on a cruise. Like,
the only place I've been was Puerto Rico. But I've never, like, all I do is spend my time working, going to school, and taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I just feel like I never, like, take the time out for myself to just, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's very important. You need to be able to do that can take the burdens off of you.
Oh, yeah.
You need somebody where... Remember that movie, Waiting to Exhale? Do you know they never exhaled? Because they never found what they were looking for. Yeah. You want to be able to exhale. To breathe.
This bitch just got fucking philosophical and deep and shit. Like,
Yo, they never exhale. Like, don't you want to exhale? Don't you? You want to be with somebody that can take your burdens off of you. Be like, I got you. Like, I really
a
got
provider.
You. Yes. Somebody can be like, you ain't got to work so hard. I'm going to do this. You do this. And you ain't got to worry no more.
Oh, look. Hand in the song.
Oh, they got one
over here. She transfer over here.
She transfer?
Yeah. It's
closer. I'll see. I don't think they had any positions.
No, they will.
They will. Oh, we're going to make it happen. We're going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Cindy, I'm going. Girl, she's looking at me.
Right.
Give me the death stare. Now, if I would have pressed on my brake.
Wait, we're going to shop?
Yeah. She would have been like, calling police. There's something about old school music that just puts you like, ugh.
Yes. Ooh, 70s music, disco, yeah.
Oh my God. You in your 70s.
Can't wait to go to Boogie Nights.
That's gonna be a good time.
Boogie Nights.
Okay, Patrick, let me move. Well, thank you for your response, girl.
Welcome.
Okay, sorry about that little intermission. I had to go with the jazz somewhere. And then we stopped at a tropical smoothie. I got a hurricane smoothie with multivitamin, fat burner energizer. It's so good. Anyway, so we're gonna get back to what we're talking about. Leah B. She had some stuff to say, and we're gonna play what she said. And here we go.
As far as the Will and Chris Rock situation, I'm kind of over it because I feel like everybody, when things like this happen with celebrities in general, you always have people that they want to act like they're perfect in their lives, and everybody wants to play moral police and act like they haven't made a mistake. He apologized. Both of them apologized. So it should be done after that. Chris Rock already said he's not pressing charges. So that should be the end of it. I feel like people are more outraged than he is. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to annoy me, but yeah, I'm over it. As far as the other question regarding women wanting to do makeup and nails and hair for validation for men, there's probably women who are like that, but not every woman is like that.
Right.
Every single woman. For the most part, women usually tend to put makeup on because it's a form of art for them, because it's something that they love to do on themselves. I hear a lot of men say they don't like makeup. So if we were really seeking validation for men, you would see a lot of women out here not wearing it, not wearing a wig, not wearing the long nails. All of these things men have claimed that they don't even like. A lot of men I've heard, they don't like long nails, they don't like long lashes, but women still wear it. So that really should, like,
and the stuff they show, like, they don't, you know, like, they're liking it on Facebook.
A lot of women aren't doing all of that for validation for men. They doing it because they like how they look. So yeah.
All right, feeling that, you know. And again, we're not talking about, I mean, there's different reasons why, you know, women do it. Everyone, you know, has their different reasons. Some women are confident, some aren't. Some are just looking to get attention from men, and some just, you know, are doing it for themselves. And like Jazz said, it would hurt to get a little attention. I don't like attention. I'm sorry. I have this conversation with every male in my life. And those are my brothers. And they tell me the same thing. All of them, they think that I really don't like attention. I don't like to, you know what I'm saying? If I get dressed up, I do it because I think I look cute or whatever, and I'm going out with the girls, but I don't put on stuff and be like, oh, let me pull my dress down at the top, maybe show my breasts, see if how many guys I can. I don't do that. I really don't. I be in my zone. I love music, you know what I'm saying? Having fun. So
And we don't go out that much anyway. So this was before, but I mean, to each his own, you know, to each his own. Okay, this is the second thing that she said.
My life that I would change if I was able to go on a time machine would have to be one moment was when I was in junior high and a English teacher, which was my homeroom teacher, but she was an English teacher. I wasn't good in school, so my grades were not good. And my actual English teacher noticed that I carried my Bible in my book bag, and she noticed like I read the Bible and things like that. And the other, my homeroom teacher, apparently made a comment about, well, if she could read the Bible, she should do better with her grades.
Wow.
Basically in like a humiliating way. And if I could go back in that time, I would have stood up for myself. I would have said something back to her. I wouldn't have just took that type of disrespect just because I was a kid and I was dealing with an adult. I would have set a boundary then and there. Another second phase, the second phase would be with another, yet another situation with a teacher, is when I was in fifth grade. I used to get bullied by my fifth grade teacher. Me as an adult, I know and recognize I was being bullied, but when I was a child at the time, I didn't realize what was happening to me and how it was wrong. So if I had the same mindset as a child, then I would have stood up for myself. So basically those four, or both of those four under the same category, I should have stood up for myself. Not like, you know, talk back and be disrespectful in that way, but like I should have stood up for myself. I should have said something to my parents. I should have said something. The third phase would be learning, I guess, early on learning, you know, the importance of, like, you know, building credit. I didn't learn that until well in my adult age, how credit is very important. So I would have went ahead and no sooner I got a job, I would have applied for a credit card and built my credit early on in life. And then I also, you know, would have got my beauty school license early on and not wait till like 20. So that's about the only change I would have made, if that makes sense. If I answered your question correctly.
Yeah, you did, girl. I feel you. But you know what? You got your beauty license. So, you know, it's never too late at, you know, whatever age you did it. So, and that's terrible for an adult to do that to a child. And truth be told, my daughter, any little thing, she will run and tell me. And then she'll kind of like hesitate to tell me because you know how I get. Because I am so like reserved. But when I need to be, you know what I'm saying? Don't get twisted. Don't play with my child. But yeah. Okay. Pretty good. Pretty good. Let's see who we have next. Okay. So we got JB. Let's hear it.
As far as a woman's beauty, do what makes you happy. You know, me personally, I've always gone after the woman who didn't wear a lot of makeup. I like natural beauty. I don't mind a woman like putting on certain things to enhance their look, but I've never went for the woman that it was just pretty much all made up. I like natural beauty. That's just my preference.
Oh, man, say that.
But
okay.
You know,
gotcha.
Do what makes you happy. I'll give you an example of one of my exes. All she ever did was focus on her beauty, but there was never anything else to her.
That's exactly and what I'm talking about.
She said things to me like she can never keep a man and never figure it out. And my piece of advice to her was, all you ever thought about was how you look. And that, with that being said, that was all that was ever to you. So a man would see you first and be with you, but when he realized there was nothing else to you other than you just focused on how you look, they didn't stay because there was nothing else to you other than you just looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, all she ever focused on was her beauty. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to say that she still does that today and she's still single. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no disrespect to her, but that's all she's ever been, was about her looks and nothing else.
Wow. Okay.
About Will Smith, first of all, I will say this. No one would ever disrespect my wife, or if I was single, a woman I'm with. Because if a woman is with me, that is my queen, and she's my queen in my presence, so no one will ever disrespect her. I would have handled Chris Rock in another way. Him and I would have, you know, had some words behind closed doors, meaning backstage. I wouldn't have assaulted him in public on national TV. You know, I'm a lot more classier than that. But what I mean by that I wouldn't be Will Smith, first of all, you know, no disrespect to him and his wife, but I wouldn't even be involved with the relationship that they have. You know, that's the kind of thing that happens when you're in an open relationship. Because, in my opinion, Jada wanted Will to defend her honor. She didn't defend his, you know, and we all know what I mean by that. But at the same time, when you're in an open relationship, these are the kind of things that you open yourself to. So, in my opinion, Will needs a reality check. Okay. Also, I want to say Chris Rock shouldn't have said that about Jada. My opinion, he never got her permission to make fun of her like that on national TV. Two, you know, he wanted to say it's just a joke, a G.I. Jane joke. He doesn't know how Jada's disease is affecting her. It may not have been much to him, but it's a lot to her, and that's why it affected her that way.
Okay.
Man, if I had a time machine and I could go back and change three things, I would either have joined the military or the police force. Okay. Because I'd be retired right about now. And I don't regret anything I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
But I would go back to the time that I came to New York.
Uh-oh.
And we went to dinner. I should have been a little bit more aggressive in what I wanted.
Uh-oh.
I've always let my fears get in the way, because I really think that we would have really hit it off and still been together. Again, I don't regret anything that I've said, but
okay.
That's just me.
Okay, there's some honesty for you. All right, okay. Let's see what happens when fear, you know, gets the best of us. So, all right. So, that was good responses. And I have a real question really quick. Real quick. Because this is, however, Freaky Fun Friday. So, there was... there's a post, and they discussed it. It was a discussion about Tyler Perry. He was on an interview, and he said he admitted. They asked him a little fun, freaky question. So the headline was Tyler Perry allegedly does what in bed? So during the interview, he said that. He denied it at first, but then he admitted. He says, there were a few times where he had sex where he had to pretend to be Madea because that's what the woman wanted. And he had to say, "Hello, listen, I would not, I don't know how I would handle that, you know, someone saying, hello, as Madea having sex." I mean, people have their thing, you know, so we really can't judge. Maybe you may not be into that. I know I'm not, not that, but, so I want to know from y'all, because this is Freaky Fun Friday. I had asked you the question and we needed to go through the responses from the last, episode. So do you feel like you need role play in order to have a good time when you're having sex with your partner? Or do you feel like it's better? I mean, of course, we got to be creative with the person that we're with. I mean, I had a conversation with somebody and they're like, "Oh, the only creativity is having a threesome or having somebody else or pouring candle wax." No. If you can't be creative on your own and you need to bring a third person in there, then something is wrong. That's how I feel. Because there are so many things that you can do. You don't have to be... Here's another mistake we make. Yeah, we love sex. We love to do it. Whenever... Here's two things. Whenever your man... Ladies, I'm dropping jewels right here. Whenever your man wants sex, you should not refuse him. Unless you've... I mean, it's got to be something like really, really, really like, yeah, period cramps or, you know, something like that. But, or you could be really tired or sick, or you know what I'm saying? You're in a relationship or you're married. I feel like you both have desires and you both should fulfill those needs. Nothing too crazy if you're not into whatever, but you should definitely have a conversation and you have to fulfill each other. I feel like you can be creative with one person, but I mean, foreplay is good. Role playing, you know, but... you know, what if, fellas, what if your wife or your girl asked you to, "Oh, I want some role play. Why don't you pretend to be Denzel or pretend to be," don't say pretend to be Nas. That's my husband in my head. Okay. Or whomever. Would you do it? I want to know. Because that would be so, I'm so goofy sometimes, I probably would bust out laughing, and that would be it. You know, if I would have told my man, "Oh, can you pretend to be Denzel, you know, or pretend to be, like, you know, whomever, Will Smith, Chris Rock, whomever, Method Man, whoever you want to say." I couldn't. I would think it's comedy hour. I mean, should you have foreplay? Yeah. Should you be sexy? Yeah. But I don't know if I could, you know, "Oh, be this actor or be this person." I'm so crazy. I would be laughing. But how do you feel about that? If you're a woman or vice versa, if you know, would you ask your partner, could you act like Angela Bassett in that movie? Can you give me your best Angela voice? And that just turns me on. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying if your man wants you to dress up like a prostitute or like a maid, or that's different. Cause I've done some, you know, things, but I'm just saying, I don't know if I could give you my best Angela Bassett voice or my best Nicki Minaj voice. That's crazy. Dressing up is different, you know, but I'm just saying, how y'all feel about that? Hit me up. Hit me, and let me know what y'all would do, how you feel about it, and the responses for today. And we're definitely going to discuss, because we're on and we back, and Swaggy Jazzy is back. We're going to have our ladies' lunch again. And I didn't have to say it in the beginning, because you know who you're listening to. Of course, it's DJ Lala. I want to give my shout-outs. Shout-out to my brother. May he rest in peace, DJ K Solo. Took me a second. Hold on. DJ X-Ray D. DJ Mike Kane. DJ Junes. Check out that DJ Junes Entertainment on Facebook. And on YouTube, SoundCloud. Make sure you check me out. Listen to your girl. DJ Lala. Listen to DJ Lala, okay? On Anchor, on Spotify. And oh, make sure on Spotify, if you can rate my podcast, I would appreciate it. Because that really makes a difference. So on Spotify, rate my podcast, listen to it on Anchor or CastBox. And you can also hit up DJ Mike Kane. He has he's a photographer as well, Image Impressions. Check him out on IG. Shout out to JB. Shout out to my Estee Besties, Chanel, Rangel, Jazz. Shout out to Talia. Who else do we have? Make sure you check out My Asia's Faith. That's coming out, and Beauty and Faith is coming out soon. Big J, who else? My cousin O, my homie, can't forget him, my homie E, always protecting and serving in the New York area. Check out Harvey Champagne's new album. You can check that out on Spotify and YouTube. He's got a video out called Peace of Mind. Shout out to my podcast homies, Cyber Shots, Miss Sable, and Guru the Warrior. They also have podcasts that you can listen to on Stereo and Twitch. And Miss Guru, she has a new show on YouTube. She sent me the name. I'm gonna have to give it to you on the next episode. Shout out to Delightful Desserts. She does a really good job. Just check her out on IG. Panama Love, my sister B. Who else? Oof, I know there's some more, but I'm gonna. If I forgot you, don't worry. I'll hit you on the next one, cause you know I do this all the time. Oh, shout out to Nate. Shout out to you know what? That's enough shout outs. I'll hit you on the next one. If I missed you, please forgive me. But I hope everyone has a happy Friday. Have a good weekend. Have a peace of mind. You know, do what you need to do to be happy, whatever that may need to be. And bendiciones para todos. I want to say it in Creole. I think it's bendicion. Oh, yeah. Bendicion pour tout le monde. Blessings to all. And if you can think of how to say that in any other language, hit me up, because you know I'm very cultural. So, so I hope y'all have a great weekend. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And do you know who you're listening to? Do you? What's my name?
DJ Lala.
Is it now? And
listen to my girl, DJ Lala. Let's go.